Hello, I'm Jess, the Ideas Coach, and in this episode, I'm going to guide you through how to spark an idea that inspires you. So let's get stuck in. Isn't it bloody annoying when you so badly want to have an idea? Maybe that's an idea for a business that you want to start, or a project you want to initiate or create, and yet we just draw blanks. It almost feels like our mind goes blank and we just can't seem to spark an idea. And then when we do, they kind of feel like little ones. They fall a little bit flat. They don't really leave us that inspired or excited to work on them. And they just don't feel true. They don't feel like the thing, the idea that we were meant to have. And they just come with this air of forcing it, right? Like we're really trying to find something to work on. And it's just not the idea we want. The one we want is one that comes out of nowhere, that sparks to life when we feel immediately like, yes, that's the one we've been waiting for, right? We feel so excited to work on it, so ready to get stuck in, and we feel alive at the thought of working on it, on being free to actually turn that idea into action. But there's a problem. We can't force these ideas. We can't just magic them out of nowhere when we're struggling to have them in the first place. And that gap of almost wanting an idea so badly, but not being able to have one and have one that feels true or right, is just really bloody annoying. It's frustrating because we want one so badly. And this reminds me of a time back in 2015. It was a conversation I was having with my mum, actually. And my mum and dad had come out to San Francisco, where I was living at the time, and we were on a little road trip. And on that road trip, we stopped off at a golf club called Pebble Beach. And my dad absolutely loves golf. So he was off, he was away. He was, you know, checking out all of like the golf carts and wandering around the course. And my mum and I were sitting having a bevy of some sort. And I remember that back then, so to set the context, I was working for a company out in San Francisco. I hadn't yet had my diagnosis, so I was knowing I wasn't super happy, knowing I wanted to be back on my own path, which is, I'd known that really since my mid-teens, and for sure from the business I started at 19. But yet here I was, early 20s, feeling like I wasn't fulfilling my potential, feeling like I didn't have my freedom because I wanted to be doing my own thing, yet I just didn't have an idea. And the idea I did have before, which was called Gaboom, it was a video game swapping website, that was something that I really started to think, what if that's been my only good idea? Like, what will I do if that's my one idea? And I bloody fluffed it up. You know, it didn't work. It didn't get to where I wanted it to get to. And so fast forward to 2015, and I'd closed that business in 2012. So we're a few years into me being not quite on the path I wanted to be on, having a lovely time working for other people, but just not feeling my full self and knowing that something had to change. I didn't want to be on that path forever. I wanted to regain my freedom and start my own business again, but I was drawing blanks and I couldn't think of an idea. And I remember this conversation so clearly because my mum said to me, so like, you know, have you had another idea for a business that you might want to start? You know, we were sort of having one of those chats where you pause on a holiday and start to kind of reflect on your future and, you know, jam about on ideas for what you might want to do. And my mum, knowing her, was probably subtly trying to figure out, am I going to be living in San Francisco forever or do I have plans to move back? And my response to that question of, do I have another idea? Have I had another idea that I might want to work on? I remember in that moment, it was so painful because I hadn't had another idea, at least not one that really felt right. You know, I'd had a few others that, like, I think I sort of dabbled with this like money saving app potentially for a while, like prototyped that out, but it never got past, you know, rough sketches in my notebook. And it just never felt like it was the thing I wanted to bring into the world, like the problem that I wanted to solve. And I remember my response and that pain that came with it, of that heavy heart of having to say, no, I just don't have an idea yet. And it's almost sent me a little bit into a spiral back then. I started to panic. What if I never have another idea again? What if I am destined to always draw blanks and not actually find something that feels really inspiring to me, that I would go all in for it, that I would put myself on the line, that I would draw out my courage and just absolutely go for it to make that thing happen. And I'm sharing this with you because, obviously, now, if you know me a little bit, and if you're listening to this podcast, that did change. An idea did come about. And it turns out that it was only a few months after that conversation that, so that was in September 2015. In the January of 2016 is when I had my diagnosis. And little did I know that for multiple reasons, that would change my life. And actually what it did was woke me up to the pain that I was experiencing at that time. And it's not the pain that you might imagine. It wasn't the pain to do with my diagnosis. It was the pain I was living into, that I was unfulfilled, unhappy, but not doing anything about it. And the fact that it took a diagnosis, facing my mortality, to actually make changes really surprised me. And so I'm sharing this with you because I so know that feeling when you want an idea so badly, and that 2015 me was convinced that she was destined to never have another idea. And yet a few months later, when I'd almost released the pressure on myself to force out an idea, that's when everything changed. And actually the diagnosis that I had and the wake-up call that I experienced, because it woke me up to that pain, inspired me to spark an idea that then now is what I've worked on for the last 3 years. And it is my life calling. It is my sense of purpose. And it is the most meaningful idea I think I've ever worked on. So I'm sharing that with you because it's possible, even if in this moment, and I know what you're thinking, it doesn't take a life-changing wake-up call either, I promise you. But what it does take is what we've briefly mentioned so far and that I'm going to guide you through in a moment. But I just wanted to share with you that I know that experience, I know that wanting an idea, and I know that belief and that worry of what if it never comes to me. And I wanted to share with you that it will, because I honestly never thought that this idea that I now have and have worked on and have turned into a business and a life, basically a sense of purpose, I never could have seen it coming. But I also know now, looking back, that it didn't come from what I expected. It didn't come from forcing an idea, trying to squeak out anything that I could possibly work on. It actually came from shifting my perspective to look for the pain. And that's the element that I want to invite you to think about, because it's when we focus on pain and when we solve for pain that we are prompted to find solutions, and those are the ideas. And so if in this moment you are struggling to have an idea for a business that you want to start, or a project you want to start, or even a change that you want to make, I invite you to think about what is causing you pain. And I'll give you an example here, because I've touched on it a little bit with my diagnosis, and I'm always so aware with that element of my story that it can leave us feeling like we have to have these big wake-up calls. And I disagree. I don't believe that to be true. I believe that we can choose our wake-up calls. And actually, I could have had my diagnosis and I could have continued on, but only because I was unhappy and that I was in pain, right? Feeling unfulfilled, out of alignment with who I knew I could be, not on the path I wanted to be on. Only because I had that pain pre-diagnosis, that when the wake-up call happened, which could even be your moment right now, I could then start searching for what change did I want to make in my life? What pain had suddenly become unbearable that I could then think of ways to ease or solve? And so the pain that came to me was being unfulfilled. And the reason that I was unfulfilled is because I was being held back by my doubt and my fear. And all that my diagnosis gave me, she says all, is pretty powerful. But again, we can choose to step into this, is the courage to actually take action, because suddenly it ignited me to shift from holding back to regretting never trying. And you can take that on right now. You do not need a life-threatening blood disease. In fact, the whole reason I do what I do is that I don't want you to have that. I want this experience to be the thing that wakes us all up because of how it did that for me. And I hope that by sharing the work that I do and by through the podcast and the content that I share, that it almost saves you from having to have that part of the experience, and instead can give you the elements that will allow you to take action almost as if you've had a wake-up call, because you're choosing to have a wake-up call. So what is causing you pain at the moment? And another word for pain, if that feels a little bit too intense, could be frustration. What's left you frustrated recently? Or those people around you, right? It doesn't have to be our own pain, but it can be somebody else's pain. An example again from my background, that first business that I started, which I had the idea for when I was 15, the pain that I was experiencing back then is that I loved video games, but they were expensive. And so I came up with this idea that actually, if I could swap with my friends and neighbours, it eases the pain of the games being expensive. They become free because we're trading, we're swapping. And so again, when we think about this in terms of the pains that we're experiencing, maybe there's something in this moment, in this experience that we're having, this collective pause or awakening, as I keep referring to it as, where you are now realizing a frustration, a pain, something that doesn't feel as easy as it could be. What pain could you solve, and what pain are you experiencing that will ignite you to want to solve that, not only for you, but for others? So again, to share with you an example, which brings us more to this chapter of my life, the pain that I felt after my diagnosis and really the year following, which then actually it was in 2017 that I was ignited into action and, you know, left my job, as you know, moved back from San Francisco and started the business that I now run. But that all happened because I was unfulfilled and doubt was holding me back. And it just woke me up to this fact of, what if we never pursue our potential? What if we never give our ideas a shot because we're scared of what might happen or what people might think? What if we sit on our ideas rather than start them? And the pain for me was in those moments following my diagnosis where I believed that I was going to die. All I felt was regret, was fear of regret. And that pain was so strong that I never wanted to feel it again. And I don't want you to feel it either, which is why now everything I do is focused on helping you get unstuck and start taking action so that you can turn the ideas you have, the ones that might feel a little bit edgy or a little bit out there, or the one you've been sitting on for days, weeks, months, whatever it is, years even, to start taking action, because surely the fear that we might die having never tried is so much stronger and more painful to even think about than the fact that we might try and it actually might work. Or maybe it doesn't straight away, but we iterate, we learn, we adapt, we spring back, we change shape, we evolve. Oh my God, wouldn't you rather get to the end of whatever it is? I don't even want to say the words, but end of life, and know that you've given it everything you've got and you've had such an adventure and experience along the way, than be looking back knowing that you've always sat on that idea, or you've always sat on that instinct, that thing that you wanted to pursue and try out, the way that you wanted to challenge and test yourself. And so I invite you to reflect on pain. Think about what's causing you pain at the moment. And if nothing immediately comes to you, turn to those that are near and dear to you. What is causing them pain or frustration? What would be so inspiring to you that it would ignite you into action? Because you do not want to feel that pain for a moment longer, but you also don't want anyone else to feel it too. Because there's power in pain. When we are solving a pain and solving a problem, it ignites us to take brave action, because we refuse to let anyone suffer or feel that pain. It also feels meaningful, right? That thing that we are working on, the thing that we are creating, the idea that we are turning into action is solving a problem for people. It has meaning and it has purpose. And by connecting with a pain, it pulls us forward and it gives us a wealth of opportunities to solve that pain, because it's not just one answer. There is a spectrum of potential solutions to that pain. And so by starting with the pain, that is our prompt to ignite a whole host of potential solutions and ideas, so that when we then know the one that lands, we will feel inspired to take action and iterate on ourselves and our idea until it solves that problem and eases that pain, either for ourselves or for those around us. So there we go. I would love to know, what did you think? What do you think of this episode? Send me a direct message on Instagram and we'll continue the conversation there. And until next time, keep well, and I'll speak to you soon.